Damn, this beat's smooth as f***.
Did you make this?
Yeah.
Testing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 808s and ankle breaks. After dark.
After hours. We're not talking hip-hop, we're talking R&B. Those slow bedroom jams. You got the rose petals out. The candles are lit. The bathtub is nice and bubbly, and so is that champagne.
Rose petals all in the bathtub.
So kick your feet up. Or...
What's good, everybody? Welcome to 808s and Ankle Breaks, episode 21.
21.
The hip-hop and basketball-based podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan. I'm one of your hosts. I'm not the only one. I'm one of them.
Are you kidding me?
Jonathan Karma, Amherst Wire entertainment editor, as well as Moogatoon's tastemaker, as well as a Hold My Drink sports contributor. But you know, it's not about the titles. Shout out to my other host,
Trevor Wilson, also a writer for the Amherst Wire and a tastemaker for Moogatoon's. Welcome to the new episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We got a lot to talk about in terms of albums. We had two pretty big album releases last week. At least for us. I know we're big no name bands.
Talking but. No name as well as Black's new album or Six Slack if you're dumb.
Six. We got the slapper skip also, but that's every week. Course. Yeah.
Later in the show we're actually gonna have a guest today. Since we're talking the no name album, my friend Casey Doyle. She'll be joining us. I always feel like if we're going to talk about women in hip-hop, we should also give women a voice in our podcast. That's
what we're about here.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it over here at 808s. We got the drop board back. You couldn't tell.
It's finally back.
So let's get into things. Slap or skip, Trevor. You ready?
Oh, I'm always ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I said, are you? I don't know if they're ready, though. So slap or skip if you're new. I say it every week, but I'll do it again. Slap or Skip is a segment where we talk about the hottest singles of the week. We give it a slap if we enjoy the track, you know, it bumps. We give it a skip if we don't enjoy it because, you know, we're skipping it. So let's get into things. We got Gunna and Lil Baby, their new single, Drip Too Hard. What'd you think, Trevor?
So I'm going to give this a slap. I love what both of them have been doing lately. I mean, they do kind of sound a little generic on here, but... I don't know, it sounds real good. It's a bop. I like having it on in the background, so I'm going to give it a slap.
I'm going to give this one a super slap. This one, like,
It bumps.
It's hard. Like, it's I wouldn't consider myself a huge Lil Baby and Gunna fan, mostly just because they sound like Young Thug's sons, which isn't bad.
No, that's so
Young
true.
Young Thug is influential to, like, this generation of hip-hop, so it makes sense that they would sound like him. But for me, you know, typically they sound like a watered-down version of him usually. But this beat, bro.
It's crazy.
This beat, it's like, it manages to be both low-key and hard at the same time. Like that sample that they use or whatever the melody is, it's just so like just quiet and just chill. Like you just want to vibe to it, but then you still got the drums going.
The drums
hard.
Really pick it
and,
up.
And you know, Gunna and Lil Baby do their thing on here for sure. It's definitely super catchy. I love Lil Baby's flows on this. The melodies are just great.
Yeah.
So super slap for me. Next we got Gucci Mane, Bruno Mars, and Kodak Black, Wake Up in the Sky. What'd you think of this, Trevor?
All right. So I'm gonna give this I'll give it a man. It's okay. It feels like a hit chaser to me. But I feel like also that's because they're trying to cater towards Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Who,
his hook's pretty good. It's very catchy. Gucci has a solid verse. And Kodak also has a pretty solid verse. But I just can't see myself playing it like more than a couple times. So I'm going to give it a meh.
Okay. I'm going to give this a slap.
My bad.
So when I first saw like the track list that this was coming out, I was like... It's just a weird combination of people.
A little skeptical.
It was a weird combination of people, so it was either going to be a fire song or just like...
Garbage.
Yeah, garbage. but I really like this. Like, Bruno Mars on this trap, it's still trappy. That's the thing. It's definitely pop, but it's also trap, and it's a great absolutely. It's a great in between. I think it's a great give and take from both sides. And I think Bruno, he just sounds cool. Like I really can't tell him he's not fly. He sounds fly as hell on this
Bruno
track.
Bruno Mars is the man. Like, he really is.
He sounds like he knows he's the man on this track, and that's really what got me. And Kodak's verse, I thought it was still hard. Like Kodak's voice it can be annoying sometimes. Like sometimes he sounds like a little kid.
Yeah.
Intentionally.
I think he sounded like I don't know. He sounded like energetic, but like in a good way.
Yeah, he had a good energy. He had a good energy, and I appreciated everybody's flows. I think Gucci was probably my least favorite part of the song, and I still enjoyed that. So that's why I got to give it a slap. Next, we got Swizz Beatz and Lil Wayne. Pistol on my side.
Pistol on my side. You don't want to hear that thing talk. That's not how it goes. But I'm going to give this
skip.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Weezy, but I'm not feeling Lil Wayne on this. I don't think there's anything impressive from him here. The beat's pretty good. The piano, whatever, I think it's a piano he has is like the main melody driving it. That's really impressive. But the beat's nothing super special, but it's still pretty good. But Lil Wayne, for me, I think he kind of just, I don't know, he sounds like out of practice, which he probably is because he's like 100 years old at this point. But
hey, he's only like, people think he's old. He's like his mid-30s.
He looks like a zombie. He really does.
And you know why.
Yeah. Let's not pretend.
But with this track, I'm going to give it a meh. One thing this song kind of taught me about myself and like just the way I listen to music.
Weezy got us being real reflective.
The way
here.
I listen to music sometimes, and I think everyone does this unintentionally, where if you like an artist, you'll listen to a song and just gravitate towards it, even if it's not up to the standard that it should be. So when I first listened to this, I was like, I was still vibing with it. And then the more I listened to it, I was like, the first half of the track, I think Lil Wayne is super repetitive to the point where it's not really catchy. Like the Policio line, I was like, that's not
that good.
That's not the most clever of Lil Wayne lines. But then he picks up his flow. Once he starts speeding up in the middle and towards the end of the song, I definitely liked where he picked it up. But that's still, it's a meh for me. Next, we got Lil Uzi, new Paddock.
Dropped this last night. I feel like I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but I gotta skip this one. It's like almost 6 minutes, and it's so repetitive. I can't do it. I love Uzi. I think he's a dope artist, but for me, he's so hit or miss. And I know people have been really waiting for this song to come out, but like, I'm just not feeling it. I don't know. It's just too repetitive for me.
It's for me. I'm gonna give it a slap. But it was last night. It was a mad when I first heard it.
Yeah.
I was listening. I was like that for the first minute and a half, similar to with the Lil Wayne song. The first minute and a half, I'm like, yeah, this could be like I recognize the part from the Twitter clip, the, you know, new padding on my wrist, all that.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was like, there's nothing really sticking here. But then the more I listened, if you don't listen for the lyrics, this is fire.
Oh, bro. Yeah. His okay. Flow, all right.
His flow gets insane at points. He just speeds, like, once he started really speeding up.
Yeah, I will say he does, like, really speed up the flow, like, around the middle part of the track. And that was pretty good. But I don't know. For me, the hook was just it's, like, a really long hook. Like, it's super repetitive, in my opinion. But
I think it might grow on you. Because this is one of those tracks where it's going to get played a lot. And it's got.
And then I'll find myself like being out somewhere, and I'm like Millie rocking to new Paddock.
I couldn't help but like dance to this one in the shower, so that's why I gave it a slap. Next we got Preem featuring Rich the Kid and Offset, Frostbite remix. What'd you think of this one, Trevor?
I'm giving this one a slap. The beat's fire. Preem, I don't really listen to Preem that much, so I gotta say this is probably like one of the first couple times I've heard a Preem song, but it's fire. The hook on this is fire. I like how he kind of drags it out a little bit. Rich the Kid's verse sounds like every other Rich the Kid verse that he's ever put out. He doesn't really try anything new, plays to his strengths. Offset's kind of the same way, but I liked his much more than Rich the Kid. But this song was hard the first time I heard it, so I'm going to give it a slap.
Yeah, I only listened to this song once, so take my opinion with a grain of salt. I'm also going to give it a slap. It was hard. I really don't have much more else to say. Like, it's bad. I'm sorry, guys. I only listened to this one once.
See you next week.
Yep, I'll see you. That's 808's episode 21. But yeah, next we got Kevin Gates, Money Long, and Great Man. What'd you think of
a little two song EP?
What'd you think of Money Long?
Money Long, I'm gonna give a slap. It was really, really hard, honestly. It sounded like Kevin Gates when he kind of blew the doors open with Two Phones and what's that? He had another hit song. Really? Is it really?
Yeah.
That's kind of, he kind of sounds like that here. So, no, I really dig it. Money Long's a great song. The choral effect that he puts on his voice works really well on the hook. So, I'm going to give it a slap.
Yeah. These two tracks, I'll give them both slaps. But once again, sorry, I'm a little unprepared for the slap or skip today, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm gonna give them both slaps. They were this one, I liked the beat, but I didn't listen to it enough to really give my full opinion on it. Great Man, I also enjoyed. What'd you think of Great Man?
Great Man, I'm gonna give a slap too. It's a much more personal and serious than Money Long is. You know, he talks about watching his homies die and it makes him sad and he just wants to be a great man. So, I like it more from a lyrical standpoint than I do the production standpoint. So, but it's still a slap for me. This is a good little EP from Kevin Gates. So,
yep. And next we got Wale. He dropped an EP, Free Lunch. We're gonna include this in Slap or Skip because it's only five songs and just give our quick thoughts on it.
Yeah.
So overall, what'd you think of this one, Trevor? Favorite tracks, least favorite tracks?
All right, so I'm gonna overall give it a slap. I think it's really loose. Like it's obviously I wouldn't even call it a throwaway, but it sounds like Wale is having fun with it. I really like the song "Ungrateful and Thankful." It's pretty hard. My boy, the J. Cole freestyle. I was kind of fucking with it. I don't even, the last freestyle song I listened to was the Wow freestyle with J-Rock and Kendrick, and I wasn't really feeling that. But I think they play off each other really well on this track. Mm-hmm. The intro track "Dummies" is good, but I think you'll find yourself listening to this enjoying it for the most part because it's just a fun listen. Honestly,
I'm also gonna give it a slap. Definitely don't overthink this project. Yeah. Like, don't go into it thinking he's gonna give you some profit level thinking. But overall, it's definitely good tracks. Just good. It's like it's good hype music, but it's got bars too.
Yeah.
I love "Dummies." There was a line where he's talking about how we set the goalposts different for different artists, and I love that because Wale is someone that's definitely been slept on, and me included. I slept on Wale.
Everybody does.
Like old Wale, like 2010, like when he was starting to bubble up. I was listening to him then, and then I kind of just stopped for some reason.
Yeah.
And I like how he addresses that. My boy, he goes hard. Also, I love that he has a line on that one where he talks about how he might not be the most popular rapper, but he's one of the hardest rappers.
Yeah.
I love that he's
confident.
Yeah, and he's self-aware.
Yeah.
He's not, trying to pretend like he has the largest fan base, but he knows he's talented.
Yeah.
And he's going to show it, and he does show it on these five tracks. So that's why I got to give it a slap.
For sure.
My favorite tracks were "Dummies" and "My Boy," for sure. Mm-hmm. My boy. My boy.
It's heat. I just love how they play off each other in that.
So. We need to make that a drop.
My boy.
And then lastly, we got for slap or skip today, Eminem, "Killshot."
Continuing on the beef with MGK.
Yeah, his response track. What do you think?
I mean... I'm gonna give it a meh. Like, I don't know. It was a good diss track, I think, but this beef is just so weird. I don't know. Like, it was a solid diss track. I think it was better than MGK's, but I don't know. It's really close for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Eminem name drops also Ja Rule in it too,
He also talks about Diddy,
Yeah. He was like, at the end, he was like, "I'm just kidding, Diddy. I love you." But
Diddy did he say he put the hit on Tupac? Is that what he said exactly? I'm trying to remember.
Which, that's a big, assumption to make, but...
Which, I mean, Tupac also made that claim in the 90s, so he's playing off that, and I think the way he uses it, he's like...
Approximately 10 hours later.
But Kells, the day you put out a hit, the day Diddy admits that he put out a hit that got Tupac killed, So, with that line, it's not necessarily saying that Diddy... put out a hit on Tupac. It's showing that clearly MGK has no hits, but at the same time, I don't know if you want to put that in your tracks.
That's not a
reference that I would personally put in it. But overall, I guess for a diss track, I'll give it a slap. It's a good response for a diss track. Eminem still comes off as corny in plenty of parts. From the start, he starts off by mimicking MGK, and then his first line, this is the line that had me questioning everything, when he claimed that he's put hickeys on Rihanna's neck.
Yeah, that was sus.
Come on, guys. Let's be real here.
Yeah.
Eminem has not put hickeys on Rihanna's neck. So once he did that, it kind of it definitely took the whole song down for me. But if you ignore that, there's definitely some shots at MGK for sure.
Absolutely.
But I don't want to talk about this beef anymore.
Yeah, let's just put it behind us. Let's put it in the rear view.
Yeah.
Move on. We got better things to talk about now.
We got album talk.
Yes, sir.
So we'll talk six slack.
Six slack
first. Black East Atlanta Love Letter. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'll kick this off. So he dropped his last album was Free Black. I believe that was 2 years ago. I want to say that was 2 years ago. And I was really impressed with that. Like I don't even know what he does well. It's just so like soft yet so loud at the same time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think he blends R&B and trap really well together in Free Black. And you get more of the same on East Atlanta Love Letter. I don't think this is anything new for Black necessarily, but I think he just sounds more polished. Like he sounds mm-hmm. like he has more of an idea of what he's doing. Not that he didn't before.
Right.
But I just think it overall sounds better. From a production standpoint, every song sonically is very cohesive overall. I do think it kind of blends together. Some tracks kind of bleed into one another a couple times, but it's not too noticeable. I don't think it takes away from the experience at all. Couple of my favorite tracks on it. I love the song with Future, titled after the album East Atlanta Love Letter. Sorry is another great track. That's a really, like, you know, it's 1 a.m. You're thinking about somebody special. But Black gives you a lot. I almost call them Six Slack. Black gives you a lot of those songs on here, but it never feels like oversaturated because he does switch it up. Like he switches mm-hmm. it up. It comes right in a little bit more aggressive. Balenciaga Challenge with Offset. Wasn't a huge fan of the Offset verse, yeah, but still a hard song nonetheless. And then, yeah, he closed it off with Stan. I felt like Stan was a great outro track to close it off. Like, you know, I want you to love me like a Stan. It's very slow. It's bouncy, though, at the same time, but it's just very, like, it's like you're being rocked in a crib, mm-hmm. almost. It's kind of like that buildup. But overall, I think this was a solid project. I don't think it's anything amazing, but it's definitely good. It's a solid project for sure, so.
Yeah, so listening to this album, I started to realize something that I've been thinking about for a while with Black. I just don't think he's for me. It's not that I don't think he's talented. I think he's super talented. I can see why people love his music so much.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the slow tempo, the consistent slow tempo is what really...
Yeah, it gets a little sleepy.
It's a little sleepy for me. I think he has a great voice. I think he's also a very good writer. Like, there's one line, I believe it's in the intro track, Unfair, where he's talking about his woman, him, like, the woman next door is his competition, her competition or something like that. Like, I really love that line. Like, so he's definitely got some strong writing. Oh, we got Casey here.
Casey's in the building.
So
what's up, Casey?
What up, Casey? We're just talking about the Black album right now, and then we're going to go right into No Name. Overall, there's a few songs I liked. I liked East Atlanta Love Letter with Future.
Yeah.
Loved that. Anytime you get some Hendrix-like Future.
Yeah, right? R&B.
So I loved that song. As I said, I loved Unfair.
Song with J. Cole.
I didn't like the
song
with J. Cole.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling that one either.
I saw people talking about how they loved his flow, but like I did not like it. Like where he was like the da-na-na-na, honorable. I was like, all right.
Felt a little forced.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I haven't really listened to this album too many times, but that was one of those tracks where I've skipped in the three times that I've listened to the album.
Right.
So that's just how I feel.
No, I got
you. We'll move on to No Name, her new album, Room 25.
Yes.
We got our special guest here, Casey Doyle. Let me turn up her mic real quick. Is it the second one?
Yep. Make sure you press the blue button.
You're Casey. How you doing?
Yep. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We're like 20 minutes into the episode. But
okay.
That's good.
We
have like good timing for once.
Yeah. we're good on time.
Yeah,
today.
We haven't had that a lot. We're so bad with timing usually, but we're doing well right now. So, No Name, Room 25.
Came out on Friday. Yeah. Her previous album was Telephone. That was what, 2015?
I think it was 2016.
Yeah, I want to say 16.
Okay. 2016, Telephone. So this is kind of a follow-up project. She released this independently. So definitely if you listen to this album and you like it, make sure to like retweet her stuff.
Yeah, support her.
Like, for an independent artist, like they're pretty much just living off of our retweets. But let's get into the album talk.
Yeah.
So what'd you guys think of Room 25?
Casey, I'll let you kick this one off. What'd you think of it?
I loved it, but I have like such a bias for No Name because I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's an awesome she's very what's the word? She's smart for one. She's very clever with the lyrics. Yeah. But like, let me expand on that a little bit because that's so
she's
dry.
A smart
but
human being.
She is smart. All right, good episode. No, but she's very. I can't think of the word, but she.
I would say
go ahead, Kerr.
I would say she's unique.
Help me out.
One thing.
Unique,
there's not many other artists that you can point to that sound like her. Like, I've heard comparisons where people say, oh, she's the female Chance the Rapper. That's not correct at all. She is one of a kind.
I think she's more than that.
She's one of a kind. Yeah. Like, I was reading an article this week about No Name and how she's a. She fell in love with like slam poetry before she fell in love with like hip hop, and it shows in the way
her delivery.
And with this album, a lot of times the delivery, it's so cool to the point where you don't even really listen to the lyricism like that, but when you go back and read it, it reads like poetry. And when you actually sit down and read some of the lyrics, like the themes in here are just amazing.
Especially Prayer Song.
Yeah.
Like, that song is so impressive.
Yeah,
like,
she writes from the perspective of a cop.
Yeah, and she does it so well, and it fits in so well with, like, even sonically it fits in so well with that track.
Right.
And her delivery is just great. Like, one of my biggest, I wouldn't even call it an issue, but on Telephone, like a lot of the songs sounded samey, and I felt like this wasn't an issue at all on Room 25. Yeah. Like, you go into each song, they blend together, like, but so well. Like, each transition into each song is so smooth.
Yeah.
You know, you go from Prayer Song into Window, and it's just, it feels so cohesive.
Right.
You know?
What were some of your favorite tracks, Casey?
Definitely Ace with Smino and
Ace
Saba.
Is a bop.
Yeah,
Ace is so good.
That one is smooth.
I have bias for both Smino and Saba.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And Self, the intro track.
I
love the way she comes into that intro where she's kind of directly talking to the listener, saying, you know, maybe this is the album that you're listening to here. Mm-hmm. And then she says, this is actually for me, though. I love that. I love the way she attacks the intro.
Absolutely.
It sounds so, like, jazzy.
Yeah.
I was literally listening to it while I was doing homework and, like, started dancing. I'm going to snap in. I was
right.
Like, okay.
Yeah, it's very soulful, too. There's a lot of influences here from jazz and soul.
For sure.
Yeah, and
it was funny, too.
Yeah.
The first track, especially.
Yeah, might be teaching ninth grade English.
Legit. that's one thing I noticed in this project. Like, No Name is just so much more, like, confident on this project.
Yeah, that's another thing,
too. You can just tell, like, this is, like, in Telephone, you don't really hear No Name talking. Mm. She talks her shit on this, and it's in such a unique way, as you said. Like, that just shows personality that a lot of guys in hip hop don't show.
Like, yeah.
You can, like, literally see her grow.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Telephone to this album.
Right.
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She can out rap, like, a lot of male rappers in the game right now. 100%.
Yeah.
But
I saw a tweet from Lil Yachty this week. He said, like, we need more female rappers in hip hop. There's plenty of female rappers in hip hop. It's just they're not.
Yeah. You listening to Rhapsody? Like, probably not Lil Yachty.
Yeah, like,
I doubt it.
So, I just think it's kind of frustrating where someone like No Name doesn't really get, like, the proper dues she deserves. But
absolutely. And if you ask me personally, this is, like, one of my top five favorite albums of the year. Like,
it's definitely up there.
It's so unique and it's so beautiful. Like, that's the first thing that came to mind is beautiful. Like, every track on it is so good.
It's like, it's 35 minutes, but it also has just so much themes.
It's dense, but it doesn't feel like that.
We learn about No Name's, like, personal life as well as just, like, these big topics, like what was it, Prayer Song? That was what we were talking about. Like, the idea to write from the perspective of a cop and, like, just that whole general song is amazing. Blaxploitation, another track that talks about, you know, being black in America. She talks about gentrification on some of the tracks as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just overall, just a lot to it.
She's very aware. That was the word I was looking for earlier.
She's very
aware. She has great perspective on the world, too. And, like, she knows how to write, and she knows how to write well, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I know she mentioned in, I think it was Self again, or no, maybe Ace. She said, like, the radio dudes sound like they're wearing adult diapers.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't remember what that one's on, but
in that track, I got the vibe that, like, it just sounds like Smino, Saba, and her, they just don't give a f*** about being
absolutely.
On the radio.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, rappers nowadays, like, oh, get me on the radio. Let me make a track that sounds just like everybody else's, because that's what's going to get played. But, like, rappers more like Smino, Saba, No Name.
Is Smino, is he from Chicago, too? I can't remember.
Approximately 10 hours later.
Yeah,
I was in
Smino's from St. Louis.
St. Louis? Okay.
I was in Hamp Cafe the other day, and they were playing Smino. I'm like,
You're like, whoa.
Interesting.
Honestly, yeah. It's great that it's becoming more mainstream because I'm sick of hearing the same old shit on the radio.
I appreciate trap music a lot, but I just think there's a lot of parody in the genre. Like when trap is done well and it's, you know, something new, like let's say a Sheck West or well, obviously Young Thug when he first came out, it's just like it's amazing to hear that, but there's just so much parody in the genre that it can be a little I get sick of listening to it after
it's saturated.
A while.
So
if you're like me, and you don't know who No Name is, look her up. Listen to this album, Room 25, for sure. It's not going to have any 808s. It's not going to have any trap beats or anything like that. So, you know, if you're looking for the hype,
but
it's not
feels
there.
Good. It feels great. It's good to listen to.
It's jazzy. It's chill. It's not like anything else really that's out there right
like
now.
When I was walking to class yesterday and the outro track came out, bro, I thought I was going to start like flying or something. It was so like, it just felt so like beautiful and just whole, you know?
That's how I feel about Windows. Like the first like 40 seconds where it's just like the instrumental by itself. It's got like those strings and everything. Just beautiful.
Right. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And if you haven't listened to Telephone either, definitely still listen to Telephone.
Definitely do a No Name deep dive.
Yeah. If we're going to put you onto somebody, let it be No Name.
Yeah, I found Telephone, I think, like a full year after it came out, and I listened to it the whole way through and was just like, where has this been?
Yeah.
Literally, it was like an experience. It was. All her music is.
It really is.
So where do we think No Name, where does she stand in the game right now with this new project, and like where can she go from here? Tough question.
Yeah.
Tough question, I know.
I mean, from here, like I can only hope that she blows up. You know, and like that people recognize and appreciate her brand of hip hop. And I think that just doesn't go for her, but I think that goes for like all female rappers, you know, like her and Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. Like, I just really want like their brand of female rappers to blow up. Cause you have Cardi B, and like part of the reason I feel like she blew up so well too is because one, she was really active like on social media, and the music she makes too, it's
TV.
Like, yeah, and it's like trap, like she makes like trap music in a sense, you know, but, and I'm not going to deny, I loved the Cardi B album. Invasion of Privacy was great. But I think like you have female lyricists out here like Rhapsody and No Name who deserve more recognition. So I don't know how she'll do that. I really hope Room 25 kind of just like spurs her into the spotlight. But
it's kind of sad because the way that people find out about things is through social media. So like if you're not a big presence,
exactly,
I don't know how you're gonna get all the following you want.
Right. Like 6ix9ine, he's huge right now based off of controversy. You're not gonna get that from
him. A troll. Yeah, you see his face like everywhere.
And one song on the album Room 25, which one is it? Oh, Don't Forget About Me. I was listening to that song today and I was like looking at the lyrics and No Name's talking about when she moved to LA and she's like, she's pretty much broke. According to her lyrics, she's talking about how like let me pull them up. I hate when I say lyrics incorrectly. So
no misquotes around here.
Like she's talking about how she's like getting like letters from fans saying that, you know, her album is saving lives, but for her she's still broke, and you know she's human too, just like us. She's struggling financially because, you know, she doesn't have a label. So it's like I hope that after this album she's at least at a point where she's thriving off of her music. That's what I would like to see. I don't know if she'll ever get to that like upper echelon of like the mainstream, to the point where, you know, everybody knows her name.
It's just like her voice is a little weird.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like some people they get uncomfortable
when something's different,
like a weird voice,
right,
and different instrumental to a hip-hop like song.
Yeah,
absolutely. Know? And exact, because I feel like there's nobody out there that sounds like No Name.
Yeah,
nobody. You know, and there's a lot of people out here, like Lil Baby and Gunna. They sound a lot like Young Thug.
Yeah.
And people love that,
still,
though.
Still talented.
Yeah.
It's just like,
because people want to listen to what they're familiar with. So, but, I mean, you gotta expand, man. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to this. Like, this project is amazing. It's incredible. It really is.
So, what future collabs would we like to see with No Name?
Wow.
So I recently saw someone tweet like that Earth Gang and No Name should collab, and
I didn't know
needed
that.
They tweeted at No Name and I didn't see a response, but like that's what I need.
Holy crap, bro, that would be amazing.
Earth Gang and No Name is what I need.
That would be so sick.
How about we all try and come up with like three? So Casey, give
three
me one.
Three collabs.
I can maybe give you one.
Thinking. Okay, maybe just one.
I don't know if I can give you three.
If you can give me one, that's enough.
I gotta think about this.
Same. I've been in class all day.
Rhapsody.
I was gonna say that, but I feel like I already said that. Yeah. So
that would be an interesting collaboration. That would be interesting. Like they're both almost where like poets with their rapping, but Rhapsody is still more of like a typical MC. So I really don't know what that would sound like.
She's got a much more like emphatic delivery.
Yeah. For sure.
I think
sure.
It'd be interesting to hear her with someone more mainstream, like Georgia Smith.
Oh.
Yeah, that would definitely be interesting.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah. But I don't know how well their voices would work together.
I don't know. I would love to hear it.
Oh, there's only one way to know.
Honestly, like, what if one day No Name just, like, hops on a trap beat and bodies it just because?
Yeah.
I think that's
really what she has to do if you want to have everybody listen. That's what she might have to do just to let them know. But just let them know she can snatch a beat too.
When you think about a female rapper, who do you think about? Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Cardi B.
Yeah. They're famous. Like, they have big ass. Got big ass. Like, how is No Name going to compare? People are going to think of her like a Young M.A. type, I feel like.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so difficult.
I think it's definitely unfortunate that like with a genre like this, that with black women, for some reason we tend to just label them based on like their looks a lot in hip hop. It's very frustrating, and that's just hip hop is just naturally it's always been misogynistic.
Yeah.
So I think slowly we're shedding that. So I'm hoping we can get to the point where, you know, someone like her can be big. Another artist, Cupcake. I don't listen to Cupcake that much.
I've heard Cupcake
much.
Is fire, though.
I love Cupcake.
She low-key is. She's intentionally vulgar. Like, super
it's
vulgar.
So
like,
funny.
It's funny.
Is Rico Nasty really, really good, too?
I love Rico Nasty.
I don't listen
lately,
to her.
I found her probably a month ago, like, the first time I ever heard. But she's had music out for, I don't know, 2-3 years. But it is so funny. Like, my favorite song by her is Smack a Bitch. Like,
that was the one literally, we put on the IG story.
Thank God
day.
I ain't have to smack a bitch today. And I put it on, like, literally every day. I'm like, this is my
this
life.
Is the mood. this is the mood today and every day. I feel that. There's definitely a lot of great female talent out there. It's just, you know, hip-hop is shedding this cloak.
I think slowly, like, another one we forgot. Tierra Whack, Whack World. I don't know if you guys have heard that project.
I listened to that project.
You gotta listen to it, Casey. It's 15 minutes. You're gonna love it. Like, it's probably one of the most innovative projects this year.
It's really interesting.
Now that I think about it, like, those are two artists I need to collab with, like No Name and Tierra Whack. That really could
be
something truly
special. That could
special.
Definitely be special.
I just love how they both they're not just their voices like sound wise, but their perspectives are just so unique to what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
Like No Name, who else talks about like being vegan in a rap song? No one. So I hope, you know, they can collab one day as well as just, you know, get bigger.
Absolutely.
But do we have anything else to add to this discussion, or are we moving on to the release radar?
Let's move on to the release radar.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So we got JID, my guy. Oh,
thank God.
my favorite. He's dropping a song September 19th, so that's tomorrow, as well as DiCaprio 2 should be coming soon.
Yeah.
His follow-up to his mixtape, his 2015 mixtape, DiCaprio. We also got the announcement that Kanye is going to be dropping a new album, Yandy. I'm assuming that's like a play on words, like Gandhi, but
I
you
did
put
not
the Y.
Know that.
Yeah, he announced, on Twitter
last night.
Yeah.
Like mad late last night.
It was, and if you check out that man's Twitter, it's wild.
It's a mess.
I don't know how I feel about that yet. But we also, one thing we didn't announce last week is Lil Wayne.
Yep.
The Carter Five is coming soon.
So, supposedly this week.
Is there a date?
Supposedly this Friday.
22nd, right?
First.
21st, yeah. So my last question before we get out of here is, which are you more excited for? Yandy or the Carter Five?
See, I don't know.
You won't include JID.
Yeah,
that's my answer. But
personally, probably Yandy, just because I've always been more of a Kanye West fan than Lil Wayne fan. That I just didn't listen to Lil Wayne as much as I did Kanye West growing up. So I'm still excited for the Carter Five, but there would be hypocritical of me to say like, oh, the Carter Five won't be as good as like, you know, the other Lil Wayne music, because there's no way Yandy is going to be nearly as good as what Kanye has put out in the past. But because people are like, oh, like this is going to be Yeezus 2. See, I don't want it to be Yeezus 2 because Yeezus 1 was amazing. Yeezus was amazing. So if Yandy is like that sequel, then I don't know, man. But I guess I'm more interested in hearing what Yandy sounds like.
Okay, that's fair. And Casey?
I'm definitely more excited for Lil Wayne. I think it's going to be interesting to see, like, listen to a Lil Wayne album come out when we're adults.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, well, like, we had his Dedication mixtape. That came out. True. I don't know if you listened to that.
Yeah.
One. Like, Dedication 6 was... That was just him. It was still hard.
It was just him freestyling over, like, 20 beats. Facts. But, yeah, it was still hard.
Also, yeah, Lil Wayne, I was reading an article this week on Billboard. He did a sit-down interview about the Carta Five, all that. And, like, apparently he addresses some serious topics. Like, he addresses him trying to kill himself at age 10 on this project. Oh, I'm definitely interested in the Carta Five just because I don't know what to expect.
What to expect,
I don't know,
right?
Because the worst case scenario, I could see Lil Wayne like giving us a bunch of songs that he recorded in like 2010.
Yeah.
So then we hear like references like to Dwight on the Magic, and we're just like, what are you doing?
That would be funny though.
But I think in the interview he talked about how like it's gonna be a mix of old stuff as well as stuff that he either went back and re-recorded or just new songs that he's made recently. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, you know, the Kanye in this year is just, it's been too much.
It's been a weird mix.
It's frustrating because like there has been good music he's put out. Like Kitsy Ghost
was
heat.
Daytona, the production was great. Instant classic.
Yeah, we're not gonna get into that. Clearly Kanye is still a talented human being, but I don't think he's mentally there. And you can see that in his lyrics as well. So that's why I'm not looking too forward to it, but I'm obviously going to listen.
Yeah, I just, my fear with Yandia is it's going to be like Ye, because Ye felt so like underdeveloped, where I feel like Yandy's just going to be like, all right, Kanye's like, ah, fuck it, I'm going to make an album in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, on Twitter, I don't know if you saw the tweets, Trevor, but he said, like, one thing in the process of making it, it was, like, he looked up in the dictionary, like, inspirational words.
Oh.
So, like, maybe he's going to try and make an inspiring album. Maybe it'll
That's
be
true.
Great. Or maybe it's going to be just him saying just a bunch of random stuff, like, talking about how we all have dragon blood. Something like that. Like, I don't want to hear that. So,
thank you, Kanye. Very cool.
So, I don't know what to expect, but... I'm team Carta Five.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Also, Chance and Kanye. I forgot to announce that too.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be dropping a collab album too.
Good ass job.
Good ass job. I am kind of interested.
Yeah.
Which pisses me off. Like, I don't want to support this. Like, low key, if you think about it, Chance is kind of hypocritical in making an album with Kanye with the stuff that Kanye has said this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Chance is someone that is. All the time, he's publicly about, you know, being into politics and
he's
being,
done so
being
much
woke,
for like
right?
yeah done so much for Chicago too.
So it's just it's tough for me, and I understand that Kanye is a legend in Chicago, but for them to make a project with all this going on, I know you can't turn your back on your friends.
Yeah, I feel like Chance like just looks past that at this point, so.
Which makes like it's family to him, but at the same time, it's tough for me to
I get that.
Sit down and listen to a project like that. I'm gonna listen though because it's probably gonna be good.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I haven't heard a full project from Chance in a while, and I'm assuming it's gonna be Kanye production.
Absolutely.
It's probably going to be good.
Yeah.
We have anything else to say for this episode?
I don't think
Final
so.
Final thoughts?
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Thank
Casey.
You for being
Casey,
here, Casey.
You are invited anytime you want. Like, if you want to just text me the day of the episode, be like, can I come on? Like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I want to come on.
I'm an OG 808s fan.
Yes, that's why you can come on anytime.
I listen to every episode. So.
Wow.
Yeah. I get the inside
Casey's,
jokes.
Today's been a good day.
Casey's family. So I guess we'll say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. I will say we're looking for guests on this show. So if you're a fan like Casey, Casey is family.
Only
so she's passed.
Yeah.
So,
enjoy music.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna throw some shade at Mel right now.
Okay.
My roommate.
Yes.
She doesn't listen to music. She listens to music, but she doesn't listen to music.
I know exactly what you mean.
So please.
Well, yes.
If you're gonna come on the show, enjoy music. Listen to music.
Deep dive into it.
Sorry, Mel.
But yeah, thanks for coming on, Casey. Thank you for whoever's listening.
Yeah.
I still don't know who listens to this, honestly. But oh yeah.
We got one fan in here.
I forgot one thing. We're on Spotify now, ladies and gentlemen. So like we might have some new listeners. Thanks for listening if you are new. Follow us, 808s and 808s underscore A Breaks on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to follow me, you can. I mean,
might as well.
I'm trying to gain clout. JKarma98 on Twitter and Instagram. Trevor
Wilson OG on Twitter. Trevor underscore Wilson 08 on Instagram. I guess I'll plug that. Casey, you want to plug anything?
Yeah, sure. CaseyDoyle. Instagram.
Make sure you get that double
My
Y.
Twitter is nothing special.
Twitter is always special.
You gotta step up your Twitter game, Casey. You can't say that on wax. Like, you gotta just step it
up.
I
have a bad history of just getting angry and ranting on Twitter, so.
All right, don't follow Casey. All right, yeah, enjoy your week, guys.